Okay, and we're back. David John Oates joins us once a month. He is incredibly busy. We're very fortunate to be able to get him to sit down for an hour and share some of his remarkable work, The World of Reverse Speech, which on his site now is represented by close to 10,000 examples. If you have doubts, by all means, ask the right questions, go there and listen. ReverseSpeech.com. It is the voice of the subconscious speaking your truth. Your conscious self can lie and twist and distort and all the rest of it. Just look at American politicians if you want to see liars for openers. And to reverse American politicians is always fascinating. Newsmakers, reverse speech newsmakers, and David has some tonight. Hello, David. Welcome back. How are you?
Hey, Jeff. I'm doing well, mate. How are you?
Good, good. Hanging in there. Thank you, sir. It's
good on you. Yep.
Yeah, it's hot over here and cool down there, I guess.
Yeah, we're having one of our coldest winters in years.
Yeah, yeah. It's like global warming.
Getting down to freezing in the mornings, which is unusual for this neck of the woods.
Now, you're still in Adelaide, right?
Yeah, I'm in Adelaide. That's down south. It's 1,000 miles west of Sydney.
Yeah. Do they have
it's
a train?
Good on Adelaide.
They have a train that runs all the way across, don't they? Through
yeah,
the middle
do.
Of nowhere? That must be a heck of a ride to take.
Yeah, it's actually quite a historic ride, actually. And they've got one that goes, they've just finished a few years ago, that goes right up north, right up through the outback, right up to Darwin. Oh. You can catch a train right through the, what they call the red center or dead center of Australia.
The middle of nowhere.
Yeah, amazing country, Australia. Yeah. If you haven't been to Australia, put it on your diary. Come and visit it.
Well, I'd like to someday. Yeah. Thank you. Okay, what do we got on tap tonight?
Well, we got a few Obama reversals, a little bit short on reversals tonight, but we'll go through what we've got, and then we'll go and pull up some oldies. A bit of Obama talking about the situation in Iraq, but we'll start off with one on, I can never pronounce this guy's name, Brzezinski.
Yeah, it's the big new Brzezinski. You did it right.
The big new Brzezinski. Right, yeah. Okay. So this is all from current stuff in the last week.
Very good. Brzezinski is he's still talking. I mean, I know he's alive, but he's making public statements. This will be interesting. I'm looking forward to that. Good.
Yeah, okay. So here we go.
Ideologues, the hardliners, the ones that propagate confrontation, are in charge, and that's what's so sad and so disgustingly destructive.
Disgustingly destructive, he said. That's zibig.
Well, the reversal, we'll have to play the fours again. We'll do the reversal, then we'll talk about what it might mean. It says, it sucks the Muslim, and that's so, so sad. Here we go. I'm playing backwards. Right, okay, now we'll play the reversal. Here we go. It sucks the Muslim, and that's so, so sad.
It sucks the Muslim, and that's so, so sad.
Yeah, there it is.
It sucks the Muslim, and that's so, so sad.
And again.
It sucks the Muslim, and that's so, so sad.
Well, I guess the Muslims are in everyone's mind nowadays, aren't they?
How interesting for him to say that his subconscious in that expression and with that kind of feeling. You see, that's the amazing thing about reverse speech. It's not coincidence, folks. It's the real deal. He didn't say so, so sad. He said so, so sad. He meant it. I mean, that's his that's his inner self speaking.
Yeah, you can hear the emotion in the voice.
It's amazing. Yeah. It never ceases to amaze me.
Oh, I got some reversals that are real heart tuggers,
Well, that's quite human for a man that many consider to be inhuman in terms of his playing the grand chessboard and sacrificing enormous numbers of human lives to secure his position and to gain his goals. So that was very interesting. Can you play it one more time? I want to hear that, how he says that. So, so sad.
Let's run the forwards first again. See if we can get the forwards. Here we go.
Ideologues, the hardliners, the ones that propagate confrontation, are in charge. And that's what's so sad and so disgustingly destructive.
Okay, hardliners are in charge.
Okay, and what he said, the hardliners are in charge, and what's so disgustingly destructive. So he is consciously talking about the loss of human life, the loss of property, the destructiveness of these hardline fanatics.
Right. And it sucks the Muslim, which it does. And that's so, so sad. Instantly, it says sad forwards and sad backwards. So here's the reversal again.
It sucks the Muslim.
Oh, yeah.
It sucks the Muslim.
Yeah, there it is.
It sucks the Muslim.
Yeah,
listen to
that.
That's really amazing to hear.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah, let's run the whole lot backwards. See if you can hear it amongst the gibberish.
It hurts you, hearing it sucks, it wasn't
Yeah,
there it was, right there amongst the gibberish.
Yeah.
What amazing. That
yeah, this stands right out. There's just no mistaking it.
Yeah, look, I hear it every day, Jeff. I hear clients go, wow, that's so clear, that's so amazing, you know.
And they must feel sometimes like they've been undressed in public. I mean, it's, it's your truth.
Yeah, there's no secrets. Oh, gee, I find everyone's dirty laundry when I do reverse speak.
Yeah.
It's all there.
Yeah.
All right, here's a couple on Joan Rivers. Just a couple.
Joni.
I actually had more on her, but they were knocked out in the selection process. So, yeah, just so people know, I don't get time to find reversals on the media anymore. I just don't have time. My workload is just so stressed to the limit.
Right.
Anyway, so people send me reversals, and I go and listen to them all, and then I hand them on to them, and I cherry pick which ones I want to use. I throw out the ones that I don't think are clear. And then they go on to my right-hand man, Jeff Toth. Jeff has been with me for, wow, gee whiz, since 95. I mean, what's that? Almost 20 years.
Wow. Yeah. And then they run into me and I cause trouble.
Yeah.
I pick
anyway,
a few.
So Jeff picks out, Jeff Toth picks out, he cherry picks them even more. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, so here we've got one on Joan Rivers.
Hamas, who are terrorists.
Oh, Hamas, who are terrorists, all right, she's on the situation in Iraq, and she said,
No, in Gaza.
Gaza, sorry, Silhouette Osama, whatever that means.
Silhouette Osama.
Yeah, there it is.
Silhouette Osama.
And again.
Silhouette Osama.
Now, she's probably trying to... She hates Osama for some reason, 9/11.
Yeah.
She probably buys into that. And so her subconscious is saying it's a silhouette or an overlay, a template of Osama. That's what Hamas is.
Oh, yeah, that would make sense. Oh, yeah, okay. All right. Fair enough. All right, and we've got another one on Joan Rivers. This one is, there will be more with Turkey. This is a reversal, whatever that means. So here's the forward.
Because the wrong people, the dumb people, are buying into it.
Oh, okay. There will be more with Turkey.
There will be more with Turkey.
I'll be bothered.
There will be more with Turkey.
I'll be bothered.
There will be more with Turkey.
Well, very clear.
Turkey. Thanksgiving, maybe?
I don't know. They just re-elected their president, Erdogan. He won re-election.
Oh, okay.
So Turkey's a player. I don't understand what's going on, frankly, with Turkey. They do different things at different times. So I don't know who's controlling them. But we'll watch.
Yeah, well, it'd be a good idea to watch Turkey closely.
I wonder what would gift her with any knowledge of the future. Precognition? I don't know. That's odd.
Anyway, there we go. Anyway, so there's two on Joan Rivers. Okay, now let's go and see if we can make some sense out of all these Obama reversals. Someone just messaged me, wonder whether there's war with Turkey coming up. I don't know. All right, okay, here we have an strange one on Obama. This is the forward.
That's what the bill I'm about to sign will help us achieve. But I want to be clear about something. This will not and cannot be the end of our effort.
And here he says, fire on the Navy.
Fire on the Navy.
Fire on the Navy.
Nice and clear.
Fire on the Navy.
Why would we be saying fire on the Navy? Navy's It just moves your ships into position for airstrike.
Well, I don't know. Now, you've got... What is he talking about forwards again?
Well, he's talking about a bill signing.
What was the bill... What was the bill pertaining to? Do you remember?
No, I don't know. The only context I've got is this is all about Iraq. In the notes that was sent with these reversals,
fire on the Navy. That's odd. The Navy is carrying out the airstrikes against ISIS, but I assume this reversal came along before that. I don't know what the date of it is. Fire on the Navy. Don't know. That's an odd one.
It worries me. Why would he be saying that? Here's the reversal again.
Fire on the Navy.
It's nice and clear.
Fire on the Navy. Fire on the Navy.
That's very clear.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, it is very clear. All right, okay. All right, here's another one. Let's play this.
Iraqi leaders need to come together and forge a new government that represents the legitimate interests of all Iraqis.
Okay. All right. And this one says, has a permit.
Has a permit.
Are they giving their permission for Iraqi to come together, for the Iraq to come together? Let's run the forwards again.
Iraqi leaders need to come together and forge a new government that represents the legitimate interests of all Iraqis.
Okay, has a permit.
Has a permit.
It's almost like he's giving his approval to it. You know,
They just threw out Maliki and they brought a new guy in to supplant him. So maybe he's talking about the new guy has a permit. It's kind of a metaphorical statement.
Yeah, it was a metaphor, obviously.
He's going to come in. He's been approved, and that's the way it's going to go. So I don't know.
Yeah, well, it was probably a lot of wrangling behind the scenes. This guy was he?
What's that?
He wasn't very senior, the new prime minister. He was just,
No, I don't even know who the guy is. The last thing he said in forwards is, it really is nauseating to hear, to represent the legitimate interests of all the Iraqi people. Like, he gives a crap. It's all lies.
Yeah,
it's despicable lies. It's just product, and they crank it out for the media, and they blast it into the ears of the sheep, and the sheep say, bah, and they keep right on eating.
Yep. All right. Here's another one on Obama. Here's the forwards.
We support our allies when they're in danger.
Oh.
We lead coalitions of countries to uphold international norms.
See, look, he's speaking quite nobly forward, but this one says, I kill you.
We'll kill you.
We'll
kill you.
It's there.
We'll kill you.
We'll kill you. I think he's saying, we'll kill you.
Oh, we'll kill you?
We'll
kill you.
Oh, yeah, all right.
We'll kill you.
Yeah, all right.
Like, we will.
Yeah.
We'll kill you. And that's true. You get in the way, we'll kill you.
That's
American foreign policy, as directed by the people who are behind the scenes that are milking this country dry. That's amazing.
Yeah.
We'll kill you. Well, there's some true words, Obama, for a change.
Yeah. All right. Can we have another one?
Give them a big round of applause. Thank you.
Who's getting the round of applause?
I don't know. I don't know where this clip's from. Like I said to you, I need more information on these clips.
When you folks...
Give them a big round of applause. Thank you.
I don't know. It says, I'll get nothing.
I'll get nothing.
Huh.
I'll get nothing. I'll get nothing.
Or I'll get nothing.
Or I'll get nothing. All right.
I'll get nothing.
Give a big round of applause or I'll get nothing.
Maybe that's his ego saying that the applause aren't for him and he subconsciously doesn't like that.
Yeah.
He's in such an egomaniac. Who knows? But that's what he said. We'll kill you. No question about that. He's asking for applause for somebody else or I'll get nothing.
Fire on the Navy.
Fire on the Navy. That's weird.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I uh, See, I just don't think this guy's got America's best interest at
heart. Oh, yeah. Jeez. He hates America.
I think it's just blatant sabotage. I'd be curious to see if the Navy's fired on. I'll wait and see.
Well, those ships out there, wherever they are, in the Persian Gulf or the Black Sea, they're both navies, the Russian, the American, the French, it doesn't matter. Those ships are easily taken out now with modern weaponry. So when you fire on the Navy, you can send in a hypersonic cruise missile and the ship is on the bottom in minutes. It's just that simple.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what he was talking about. Fire on the Navy and what? And then what? I don't know.
All right. Here we have a reversal that really doesn't mean much, but it's here, so I'll play it. It's forward.
Everybody have a seat.
Gee, I can't even hear what he said forward.
Everybody have a seat.
Everyone have
what?
A seat.
Everybody have a seat.
Everyone have a seat.
Everybody have a seat.
There it is. And it just says, it's whatever.
It's whatever.
Huh.
It's whatever.
Whatever that means.
It's whatever.
Sounds like
well, he's just talking. He's just making noise. Everyone have a seat, and it's whatever. Ah, la, la, la. Just babble,
right.
babble. He's just chattering.
Yep, that's it. All right. Here we have another one.
In recent days, these terrorists have continued to move across Iraq and have neared the city of Erbil.
Oh, this is a significant reversal. Made us an agreement.
Made us an agreement.
Yeah, there it is.
Agreement.
Oh, now what agreement has he made?
Now wait. First of all, he's talking about the terrorists, which would be ISIS, I assume.
Uh-huh.
And now I do not hear over here M-E-N-T. I hear something
that... Oh, you don't hear
that,
the agreement? You
don't I don't know, hear yeah. the T. I hear an S at the
all
end
right,
of that.
Let's play it again.
Agreement.
Oh, I hear the
T.
Oh,
yeah.
You know what he's saying? The word isn't agreement, it's extremist.
Extremist, you reckon?
Agreement.
I'm hearing agreement.
Are you?
Jeff? Yeah.
Well, I'm only 5,000 miles away, so.
Yeah.
I don't know, I can't hear a T. But that,
oh,
that's
really? Oh, that's interesting.
No, that doesn't mean anything. It's a digital phone service. But let's play it again. Let's assume he said agreement.
I normally agree with your corrections, but I don't.
Well, I don't know that it's a correction. I just can't hear the T.
Okay. Here it is again.
Agreement.
If you don't hear it, you don't hear it.
Do you hear? I hear it a little bit better now. Do you hear?
No, I'm hearing it, Jeff.
Do you hear him say the word an agreement?
I'm not happy with an. No, I'm not happy with an.
Okay. That's what threw me.
I'm not happy with the word an. Yes, I must agree with that.
All right. Well, it made us an agreement. We have photographs of our special forces training the ISIS group. The leader of the ISIS group.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. In 2009 in Jordan. The leader of the ISIS group, what's his name? Al-Baraki or something like that, is Mossad. He's Israeli intelligence.
Kidding.
Oh, no. They're behind everything. He is an Israeli. He was trained. I think he's an Israeli. But he was trained by Mossad. If you look it up, I can't remember his name, but I'll look it up during the break here, and I'll see if I can pull up a news story. All you have to do is I know what to search for. But yes, the leader of ISIS is directly involved with, controlled by, or influenced by the Israeli Mossad. That's the word. And it makes sense when you think about it. They have their hands in damn near everything. They're behind the overthrow of the regime in Kiev and Ukraine. They're behind everything. We fight their wars for them.
Yeah.
We give them money. We give them bombs to kill little children in Gaza. It's all sickening.
Well, the agreement reversal is the real complicit. It's they've made an agreement with these folks, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it wouldn't be surprising. Not at all.
Yeah, pretty damning. But then Obama's always been like that. I've never... Anyway, it doesn't matter. All right, next one. Here we have a reversal that says, reverse it. There we go. Let's see what he's saying forward.
And as a country, we have a sacred obligation to serve you as well as you've served us.
Reverse it.
Reverse it.
Oh, yeah.
Reverse it. Reverse it.
Yeah. To serve us as well as we've served you. That's what he's...
Yeah. Reverse it. Reverse it. What? Reverse what? The obligation?
Play it. Let's play that one more time.
Okay. So here's the forward.
And as a country, we have a sacred obligation to serve you as well as you've served us.
Serve you as well as you served us. Wonder who he's talking to.
The public.
Oh, right. Okay. Reverse it. I wonder what he means by reverse it.
He means it's the reverse of that is true. Serve. What he's saying is, rather than go through the motions, I guess, of actually saying the words and juxtaposing to serve us as well as we've served you, he's just saying reverse that.
Oh, I see.
The public, you public, are supposed to serve us as well as we've served you, which is really next to nothing. And rather than say that, he just said, reverse the forward speech. We're supposed to serve you.
Yep, I got you.
That's just a guess. It's a guess.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. So here's reverse again.
Reverse it. Reverse it.
Yeah, there it is.
Reverse it.
Yep.
Okay, the ISIS leader is Abu Bakr, B-A-K-R, Baker? Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi.
Oh, okay.
That's a kind of a name that somebody would make up at the CIA for this character. Former CIA agent said, the ISIS leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, was trained by the Israeli Mossad. All right, I found the story. The former NSA and CIA agent, Edward Snowden, revealed that the leader of the Islamic State of Iraq, the ISIS group, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, was trained in Israel, etc. Okay, so there you go.
Wow.
Snowden hasn't been wrong on anything,
wow,
to my knowledge. So al-Baghdadi is another Zionist Jewish Israeli asset.
Made us an agreement. There you go. It all makes sense, doesn't it?
Of course, because we're in bed. We're controlled by the Mossad and Israel, and it's all agreed upon.
Yeah.
All right. Stand by, David. Those are very interesting, to be sure. We'll be back with David Oates in just a minute. ReverseSpeech.com. Speech Night with David John Oates, always fascinating. Okay, David, next.
Okay, moving on down the track here, Obama reversal. We have another one. Let's run this forward.
So even as we carry out these two missions, we will continue to pursue a broader strategy that empowers Iraqis to confront this crisis.
Oh, yeah, this one simply says, see fire.
See fire.
Yeah.
See fire.
Yep.
See fire.
Yeah, well, that's what they're doing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just speaks for itself, that one. No great hidden meaning behind that one.
Yeah.
Here we have another one.
And Congress needs to do more also.
Here he says, seize Iraq. Oh, that's interesting.
Seize Iraq.
Oh, yeah.
Seize Iraq. Seize Iraq.
Well, that's interesting, because I didn't think America had any interest in Iraq anymore.
Well, they certainly do. Iraq has more oil than anybody else in the Middle East. They're right up there. The United States, Russia, Iraq. So seize Iraq could be a euphemism for make sure we hang on to the oil. That's what the whole Iraq war was about. To take their oil. Same old. Interesting. I don't think we're going back in there with ground troops, though.
Okay, so so far, we have an agreement with ISIS.
Right.
We have fire, seize Iraq.
Well, the ISIS was created to do what it's doing, and maybe to see. See, the plan has always been, David, to divide Iraq into three nation states. The right. Kurds in the north, and the ISIS Islamics in the middle, and then the rest in the south. And that's generally where it's headed. We'll have to see. I don't think they're going to let Baghdad fall, they being the Western Zionist interests. But right. We'll see.
Yeah. All right. Okay. All right. Here we have another one here. So fearful. Here's the forward.
Let me close by assuring you that there is no decision that I take more seriously than the use of military force.
So fearful.
So fearful.
Oh, yeah.
So fearful.
That's interesting.
So fearful.
Listen to how he says it. Listen how he says it. He says it. He means it. He is so fearful of using military. He is, I think, truly fearful of using military force. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, well, I've had similar verses like this on him before a few years back, I think. I just think he's afraid to pull the trigger, you know.
Yep. It's an old
Whether
Aussie
that's good
expression.
Or bad is up to you and your politics to decide.
Yeah.
All right, here we have another one.
Over the last several years, we have brought the vast majority of our troops home from Iraq and Afghanistan.
Syria will sell them.
Syria will sell them.
Oh, yeah.
Syria will sell them.
I'll be bothered.
Syria will sell them.
Oh, no, wait. What does he say? I hear it. Syria
will sell. S-E-L-L?
No.
Sell them?
Not there.
Oh, yeah. What do you hear?
I'll bet you. Syria would have them. Syria would. There's no cell that I can hear on my phone over here.
Let's play it again.
Syria would have them.
Oh, yeah.
Syria would have them.
Syria would have them.
Well, what then?
Have them. H-A-V-E. Have them.
Syria would have them. Syria would have them.
Oh, it's a tough call.
Syria would have them.
Tough call, that one. It could go either way, that one.
Do you hear sell still? I don't.
Well, I can hear both, depending on what I'm listening for, actually, to be quite frank. I don't think they're both clear.
Syria would have them.
Let's play it again. Let's let your listeners decide.
Yeah.
Syria would have them. Syria would have them. Syria would have them.
I don't know.
I can't hear sell in there anywhere, but that may be
all
just
right,
me.
No worries.
Good.
Okay.
It's a good reversal. I don't know what it means, but it's...
That's okay. All right. Here we have another one. Let's run this one.
I'm committed to seeing that we fulfill that commitment. Because the men and women of this generation, this 9/11 generation of service members, are the leaders we need for our time. As community leaders and business leaders, I hope, maybe some leaders in our politics as well.
This one says, the life of human, yes, America.
The life of human, yes, America.
Oh, yeah.
The life of human, yes, America.
America's a bit...
The life of human, yes, America.
I hear. I don't hear America quite clear enough for your standards, but it's there. The
I
first
agree.
Part
not
is
totally clear.
The first part is very good. Yeah, it's honestly, David. It's really hard for me to listen to that guy talk, even on a program. It's so disgusting. It really is. I have a visceral reaction to being around someone who lies pathologically like that.
Yeah. Yeah, do you follow much of the speeches that Obama makes? I guess you don't.
I have not had television for 25 years, and the only thing I see are very occasional YouTube clips if I have to watch them. And if it weren't for you, I'd have a happy life.
Right.
No, I'm just kidding, of course.
No, it's all right.
But seriously, that's the only time I hear him is here. And his forward speech is so fraught with deception and deceit. It's just he's trained in NLP and all that. He's got the cadence down. You can listen to him for a half an hour and then say, what the hell did he just say?
No, I agree with you. You're absolutely right. Yep. I tell you who's like that. He says absolutely nothing, and that's John Kerry. I watch that guy speak, and I think, that guy is so insincere. He's so incongruent.
He's horrible.
He's shocking. He was in Australia this week. They had talks.
Was he?
Sorry?
He was down there?
Yeah, they had talks with them on something. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I saw he was going, but I guess he was all over the media there. But you're right.
Yeah.
He's an automaton. He's a heartless, soulless doer, D-O-U-R, zombie. I don't like the guy.
Yeah, I just not impressed with the man at all. I really not. I thought Hillary was better than him. Anyway, we have Obama again. Let's run this forward.
Mm-hmm. Therefore, authorized targeted airstrikes if necessary to help forces in Iraq as they fight to break the siege of Mount Sinjar and protect the civilians trapped there.
And this one says, they are in Islam blank. I'll let you put the last word in.
They are in Islam Shiite. They are in Islam Shiite.
Yeah, there it is.
They are in Islam.
So what he's saying is there the people trapped on the mountain are in deep doo-doo.
Yep, that's exactly what he's saying. Yep, they're in real deep trouble.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, let's run the forwards again. Here's the forwards.
Therefore, authorized targeted airstrikes if necessary to help forces in Iraq as they fight to break the siege of Mount Sinjar and protect the civilians trapped there.
They're in deep doo-doo is what the reverse means. They are in Islam blank. Oops, hang on. Here we go.
They are in Islam shit.
Yep, there you go.
It's right there for sure. Okay, hold on, we'll be right back. Fascinating, as always, and if you want to hear more, at your convenience, reversespeech.com, almost 10,000 examples, and there's an app you can get and do your own reversals. So, there you go. Okay, go ahead.
All right, okay. Listen, we're pretty much at the end of the reversals I've got one more here. I'm not too sure on the last word on this one, but let's play it. Here we go.
In the years to come, many from this generation will step out of uniform. Their legacy will be secure.
And this one says, this evil is together.
This evil is together.
Oh, no.
This evil is together.
No, it's not together. This evil is something.
This evil is together.
Oh, yeah, I can hear together on the spell speak. Yeah.
It sounds, I lose it between is and together. I'm not hearing the T.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's not totally clear. Yeah, all right. Anyway, so there we go.
Yeah, but
we
got this. We've got this evil. Nothing wrong with this evil.
No, nothing wrong with this evil. Yep. And let's run the forwards again.
In the years to come, many from this generation will step out of uniform. Their legacy will be secure.
Oh,
yeah.
Their legacy, this evil that they've done.
Yeah, that's right. You're right.
This evil is...
Yeah, I would just talk about this evil.
This evil.
And again.
This evil.
Yeah, there it is. That makes sense. But, he's not very congruent, is he? He's really uncomfortable with all this stuff.
He just wants to play. It's his whole game. Party, play president, have people kiss his ego, and it's really disgusting.
Yeah, it is rather. All right, I thought what we might do, we've got about 5 minutes left, don't we? 10 minutes?
Maybe we got about 8.
Okay, we'll go over some of the highlights of the reversals we found last week.
Yeah, that's good. People have a 97 or 98% memory loss after 5 days. They don't remember
it. No kidding. Oh,
yeah,
really?
It's way high.
Wow. All right. Did I play the reversals on Netanyahu last week?
I think you did, yeah.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Play it again.
All right. Okay, so here we have a couple on Netanyahu.
And once Saddam has nuclear weapons, the terror network will have nuclear weapons.
Oh, this is an old one. The weapons that murder.
The weapons that murder.
Oh, yeah.
The weapons that murder.
The weapons they murder.
The weapons that murder.
Yeah, there it is. Now, that's an old one. I thought these were current ones. Let's see what else I've got on Netanyahu.
Well, the more things change, the more they stay the same, so it works.
Yeah, that's true. Here we go.
That's the calm alert. In other words, when we began this interview, we were under bomb alert. And as the minutes passed, now we are being told that people can go out into the open air again. This is the kind of reality we're living in, Bob. And we'll do, as I said, whatever is necessary to put an end to this.
All right, this is Carrot. Here he says, we blew the bomb.
Rudmore would live on.
Oh, yeah.
Rudmore would live on.
Yep.
Rudmore would live on.
Yeah, well,
we blew with. Did he say we blew with the bomb?
I hear you here with the bomb. Okay, you want to do it again?
Rudmore would live on.
Oh yeah.
Rudmore would live on.
You're absolutely right.
Rudmore would live on.
Yeah, nice and clear. We blew with the bomb. Wow.
Rudmore would live on.
And again.
Rudmore would live on.
He might have. He might have said we blew with a bomb, not a bomb, but a bomb. Just a generic statement. We blew them up with a bomb. We blew with a bomb. See if he says we blew with a bomb.
All right, here it is again.
Rudmore would live on.
Oh, yeah, I can hear that.
Rudmore would live on.
Oh, yeah.
Rudmore would live on.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Yep, all right,
what
okay.
An evil man. Another one. Jeez.
Yep. Yep, and what else I got on Netanyahu? Oh, hang on, I just lost it. Netanyahu will stay away from it. Let's see what this is all about.
You don't want this Iran to have neither nuclear weapons or the capability to make nuclear weapons, to enrich uranium for a nuclear bomb in short order in a few weeks or a few...
Yeah, this is an old track.
No one should have nuclear weapons but us.
This
guy's unbelievable.
Well, he says we'll stay away from it. I wonder what that means.
Where does it occur in the forwards?
I don't know. Let's see the forwards.
In a few weeks or two.
In a few weeks. Here, let's just run the whole block. We'll find it.
You don't want this Iran to have neither nuclear weapons or the capability to make nuclear weapons, to enrich uranium for a nuclear bomb in short order in a few weeks or a few months.
Right there.
In short order, in a few weeks,
yeah, there it is. Well, that's strange, because I would have thought Israel would be right on top of that.
Was that what you just played, a whole reversal?
Yeah.
I heard there was a lot in there. In a few weeks, we'll stay away from it. Did you hear that? Or would you play?
Oh, that was the forward. That was the forward.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I combined the forwards and the reverse.
Very good. Okay. We'll stay away from it. I don't know what he was talking about, but something they were going to stay away from.
Yep.
You know about their Samson option, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, I played you that reversal, remember?
That was crucial. If you could find that, that would be a fun one to play.
Yeah, here's the Samson option on Obama.
The images from this massacre are sickening.
And the Samson option.
The Samson option.
There it is.
The Samson option.
That's scary.
You know, my read on that is, yes, he is genuinely sickened by bodies just shredded, but why it's allowed to happen is the Samson option.
Right.
They got no choice.
Right.
Israel has been blackmailing the world for decades with nuclear terrorism. That's the Samson option.
Yeah,
actually, the Samson option is to take the whole world down, basically.
Yeah, right.
That's interesting. Right. Yeah, it's sickening, and the reason his subconscious is explaining the Samson option. We got no choice.
We got no choice, yep. Wow. Yeah, Israel's pretty scary, aren't they?
Yeah, very scary.
All right. Here we have, let me see, what else will I play? We'll play They're All Wicked. We try and stall. Oh, that's Giuliani. Oh, here, Obama, the Samson option. All right, okay, here we have Sarah Silverman.
The amount of money they'd be making from Jewish consumers, you know, they...
It says the Jewish muck.
The Jewish muck.
The Jewish muck.
There it is.
The Jewish muck.
Yep. And, here's this. Remember this reversal? I started your show off last week not knowing that your previous guest had talked about Hitler.
This man is responsible for the deaths of 6 million Jews, is it?
And so it says
the Jews
nailed Hitler.
The Jews nailed Hitler.
The Jews nailed Hitler.
And again. And
She ought to be talking about is who financed both sides in World War II, the Jewish bankers in the city of London.
Uh-huh.
I mean, my God, Standard Oil was providing oil to Germany. The alliances and the interconnections were so incredibly complicated in that war. She's got the Standard Party line, the old PR. The 6 million, and evil Germany. It goes, yeah, all right. Gets tiring.
Yeah. All right. Here we have Dick Cheney.
12 years ago, and that I worry about today, is that there will be another 9/11 attack, and that the next time it'll be with weapons far deadlier.
Well, I think what we can do is take that as a statement of intent, not his necessarily, but the controllers are planning to outdo 9/11. It'll take something bigger to stampede the American public into the arms of fascism like they want. Go ahead.
This one says, enable where there's a hit.
I can't hear the first part, David. I got where there's a hit. Clear.
Oh, really? You can't hear
enable?
I'll play it again. Enable.
E-N-A-B-L-E.
Yeah.
Money worth the hit.
All right. Well, that would do it because it would enable them to do what they want where there's a hit.
That's right.
Kind of doesn't matter. I've been saying, and others, I'm not the only one, suggesting that a medium-sized American city could be targeted, no strategic importance, with a small, low-grade, dirty nuclear bomb, kill 5 or 10,000 people, and they could stampede the public through the control of the media into hating any country they wanted, even Australia. But they wouldn't do that. Seriously, they just... It's so easy to control the people when you control the media. It's an exercise in science, not guessing. It's not a hobby. It's an absolute skill, and they've mastered it. Okay, my friend, thank you. That was very good stuff.
No worries, Jeff.
All right.
Thank my people who find the reversal for me.
We do thank all of you folks who do. And we'll look forward to our next visit. Thanks, David.
Okay. See you, Jeff. Bye.
Good night. Okay, that was a really good hour. And it's weekend time. So I hope all of you have a nice weekend. Give thanks for what you do have. And for those of you who don't have, I hope things turn around for you. Take care and talk soon.